Well, StreamYard saying that we are live. So we're going live on three platforms right now. And it's so good to see you. Welcome to another Relate Well with Dr. Rick Marks, a Relate Well moment for you. Now, listen, I'm Dr. Rick Marks of the Relate Well Institute, founder of the Relate Well curriculum and program, where we teach couples, individuals, businesses, organizations, faith community, healthy, immature relationship skills and processes that create healthy, bonded, connected relationships, be it romantic, parent-child, child-to-parent, friend-to-friend, and even in the workplace. Check out more about us at RelateWellInstitute.com. RelateWellInstitute.com. We also provide coaching and for individuals and couples, as well as group intensives and individual couple intensives who are marriages and struggle and couples who are really struggling. All right. So then that's a little bit about us. You can learn also more at relatewell.us if you want to learn about our trainings for businesses, leadership, what we call emotion wellness, leadership, relate well, rise leadership trainings, as well as clinical training for ministers, psychologists, licensed professionals, on how to use the Relate Well curriculum and process as a part of your therapy practice to increase efficiency and efficacy of outcomes for healthy, connected relationships, what we call essence of usness. That's right. All right. Today's topic is about surrender. Now, those who know me know I'm a 12-year Navy veteran and love military history. I'm a big collector of military artifacts, some of it you see behind me here on my bookshelves. My wife lets me keep my little museum in one half of the garage, right where my office is here at the house. So I keep it confined, although it's getting a little bit too much, she says. But anyways, you know, we think of surrender in terms of one army surrendering to another, right? People think of surrendering as giving up. Laying down your laying down your desires, your ability to fight. Some people think codependency is a form of surrendering. So surrendering in some ways does have a negative connotation. Let's be honest about that. It does on some level have a negative connotation to it, all right? However, what if surrendering was really a path to growing and maturing emotionally and spiritually? I have this book here by David Benner, Surrender to Love. I encourage you to read it. And I want to read some points here, and then we're going to use this as a platform for jumping off, right? Because, you know, some people think of surrendering is kind of giving up. It's like it's bad connotation. But listen to this. he writes here, far from being a sign of weakness, only surrender to something or someone bigger than us is sufficiently strong to free us from the prison of our egocentricity. Folks, those who know the Relate Well process and in our Relate Well curriculum, we live by and teach from a value system. We call it HREG, H equals R-E-G. HREG, H equals R-E-G. Humility equals respect, empathy, and goodwill. In other words, we believe the greatest way you treat people is to live a life of humility. Humility is putting your ego in check, all right? And what we know through research is that the more humble you become as a way of being, the more powerful you become as an individual. Prideful people are actually weak people. People who are controlling, abusive, they're really weak people. Why? Because weak, strong, healthy people operate in humility. Humility doesn't need to control other people. Why? Because to control another person, you're disrespectful. There's the R. You lack care. You only care about yourself. There's a lack of empathy. There's the E. And you treat people with ill will. Well, we believe you treat people with goodwill. R-E-G, H equals R-E-G. And surrender allows humility to blossom in your life. You see, this kind of surrendering is really a path into humility. Humility allows us to surrender. It allows us to say, you know what? This is not something I can control. I'll give that up. Listen to this. Only surrender is powerful enough to overcome our isolation, alienation. So in this book, Surrender to Love, and the subtitle of the book is Discovering the Heart of Christian Spirituality. In the book, Benner is indicating that true surrender leads to healthy connections, leads to healthy relationships. That pride will keep you out of healthy relationships, which is actually true. Listen to a little bit more here, all right? He says here, this book is about love, not the soft, sentimental kind, but the strong, spirit-transforming kind. It is about the paradoxical ways we often fear love and the way love uniquely offers release from our deepest fears. I'm going to continue to read. Carl Jung suggests that love and spirituality share many connections, and surrender is the most important of them. And then he quotes, he says, excuse me, here's a quote. Love demands unconditional trust and expects absolute surrender, just as nobody but the believer who surrenders himself wholly to God can partake of divine grace. So love reveals its highest mysteries and its wonder only to those who are capable of unqualified devotion. Surrender, that's a close quote, by the way. Surrender is as much a part of genuine love as it is a part of authentic spirituality. Now, he's going to link the two for us. Love invites abandon and intimacy. Love speaks to the depth of our soul, where we yearn for release from our isolation and long for the belonging that will assure us we are at last home. Love speaks the language of the soul as it awakens our hunger for relationship and connection. And I love this sentence right here. The deepest ache of the soul is the spiritual longing for connection and belonging. You know, humans were not created by God for isolation. We are not created by God to live life alone. We are not created by God to live independent of others. We are actually created for intimacy, for connection, for deep, healthy love attachments. And there's two ways people can attach. You can attach by fear or you can attach by love. A fear attachment don't really, it's not really a form of love. It's a false form of love. Because the fear, the love by fear attachment is I'm afraid of being alone. I'm afraid I might be rejected. So I act in a loving way and I have these feelings, but it's all fear-based. Where there's fear, there can't be love. Because fear robs you of love, power, and a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. It is only through healthy love that we can become the greatest versions of ourselves. Because our heart's at rest, because now we know who we are. Our identity is solid as sons and daughters to a loving Abba Father. You see, surrender is the path that gets you there. I encourage you to get the book, Surrender to Love, and read on that. I'll be talking more about this in the coming days. Suffice it to say, though, this form of surrender that we're talking about today really is linked to humility. This form of surrender basically says, you know what? I am going to surrender my ego because I want to. Because I recognize for me to become the best version of myself, I don't have all the answers. I can't fix everything. I can't make everything. I can't control everything. But I will surrender to the one, capital O, to the one who does have all the answers. I'll surrender myself to the one who does know my path, who does know my future, who can solve the problems. I think of Proverbs 21:31, where so many people don't move to surrender. And because they don't move to surrender, they try and control outcomes. And yet Proverbs 21:31 is really about this. The psalmist, the writer of Proverbs says it this way. prepare the horse for the day of battle. Or some translations, the horse is prepared for the day of battle. In other words, you never go onto a battlefield unprepared. All right? That's why the military is constantly training, training, training. Why? Because the more you train, the better you'll be on the battlefield, right? Muscle memory, those kinds of things, right? You have their training down. You know what it's like. You get involved. But what you don't control in the spirit world is an outcome. The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord. You know, one of the greatest gifts we can give ourselves as individuals and followers of Abba Father is basically this: to give up controlling an outcome. Now, I'm not saying don't plan for an outcome, don't hope for an outcome. What I am saying, you give up controlling the outcome. Because once we try to control an outcome, we're going to control other people. We're not in surrender. It's about ourselves. It's about our ego. It's about our own needs. Surrendering to the fact that you can't control something. Surrendering to the fact that you have limitations. Surrendering to the fact that humans have limited control. You ever thought about it? The Serenity Prayer is really about surrendering to what you can't control and can't control, and the wisdom knowing the difference. God grant me serenity, i.e. peace, to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. People who operate with egocentricity or ego or pride, they're trying to control something. And because they try and control an outcome, they want to control an outcome, they end up hurting people, harming people along the way. When you move to surrender, you're actually at a place where you're saying, you know what? I can't control this, but God can. And I'll do the work that I need to do. I'll prepare the horse for the day of battle. I find it interesting that people go onto the battlefield unprepared, untrained, not ready. And then they get defeated on the battlefield. They're all bothered by that. I go, why would you be bothered by that? You went unprepared. And more importantly, because you didn't prepare, you're just trying to control an outcome. It's like trying to win a war without having all the right equipment. You're going to go win the war anyways. The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord. Surrender is essential to emotional and spiritual development, maturity. Jesus humbled himself to death on the cross. Jesus lived a life of surrender to his Father. He didn't try to control his Father. He didn't try to defeat his Father. He didn't try to win over his dad. A life of surrender is a person who has enough emotional intelligence, if we can use that corporate language right now, who has enough maturity, who is wise enough to recognize what they can't control and can't control. And they live in the realm what they can control. And then they walk in faith with God. And this is not a faith out of weakness. This is out of a faith out of trust, out of a lack of fear. This surrendering actually deepens us in love. Did you get that? It is this life of surrender that deepens our ability to love well. It is this surrendering that increases our capacity to love. It is this surrendering that allows us to love others. I have so many stories where Father has put me in a place that's kind of put me in a place to choose surrender or fight. And when I chose surrender, I learned some things about myself. Some of the things I learned, I didn't really like. But by surrendering, Father revealed some things about me that I needed to change for sure. But through it, it taught me to love more deeply. It taught me to be more accepting. It taught me to love more unconditionally, which ultimately was the reason we were created. We are created to be loved. We are created for love. And we are created to love. To love others. Surrender is the path that gets you there. So now we can ask a question. What keeps you from surrendering? Fear? fear of abandonment, fear of losing control, fear of being hurt. What keeps you from surrendering? And what does your ego and pride, the lack of surrendering, ultimately, what does it do for you? And don't assume all the negatives. It gives you power. It gives you control. It gives you a sense that you can achieve. It gives you a sense that you won't fail. Those are all payoffs on some level. Dysfunctional in my mind, but they're still payoffs. But it's only in true surrender can we really grow spiritually. It's only in true surrender that we can really grow emotionally. And surrender takes humility, respect, empathy, and goodwill. And when we live a life of HREC, surrender becomes a way of life. And you're not bothered about the things you can't control, because you just live in the things you can control. And then you walk in faith and let God handle the rest of those things. To live a life of surrender is to live powerfully. To live a life of humility is to live powerfully, as I've always said. More importantly, to live a life of surrender allows you to mature in love so that you love well, you love maturely, and you allow yourself to be loved, which is really what the Lord wants from us. He says the greatest of these is not faith or hope, but the greatest of these is love. What if you chose a life of surrender starting today, and then the next day, and then the next day, and become so self-aware that when your ego wants to get in the way, when that little it voice in your head wants to start talking and blaming, not taking responsibility, learn the power of humility, which opens the doorway for surrender, which opens the doorway to live powerfully, to love maturely, and to have a deep, mature, spiritual walk with God himself. Dr. Rick Marks, I hope in some ways might encourage you or challenge you, as I have been challenged in these areas myself. Have a great day, everybody. Take care.